Hey everybody, and welcome to your Friday, November 1st Jumpcast, the only manga podcast to be seen on video buying crack. Joining me this week are Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux.
Wait, it's not Thursday?
It's not this time, because it was Halloween, and also I was thinking about making that change regardless. Because we release on Fridays now anyway.
Eh, whatever.
No one listens to these on time. Except, like, our most diehard fans.
Yeah.
How many of those do we have?
I know at least a couple. Because they respond immediately.
I don't know, recording on Thursdays is fine. I'm sure some of us have lives, in theory, to conflict with having Friday podcasts all the time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how was your Halloweens?
Good. I dressed up as Waluigi and went to a bar.
Mine Did you was... get really drunk and sad?
No.
Then you've maligned the spirit of Waluigi.
Greg?
How about you, Greg?
Mine was relatively relaxed. I had Halloween candy to pass out, and then nobody came. So,
mine, a bunch of kids came to mine, and like, so I was wearing a Superman shirt, and this kid comes to my door dressed as Spider-Man, and his dad says, "Oh no, now Superman has to fight Spider-Man," and the kid looks alarmed as hell, like he's going to have to actually fight me.
He did not prepare for this contingency.
So I put candy in his bag, is like, "You beat me this time, but next time I'll get you." He has this huge smile on his face and runs away.
Superman
he didn't have
totally...
his kryptonite spider.
Superman.
He had the candy, so he won.
Superman would destroy Spider-Man.
Probably.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Naruto versus Goku.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's probably the bigger battle.
Goku wins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that the way any of these who would fight who end up?
We're talking about what versions they are.
You would be better off asking who would win between Superman and Goku. Let's be honest.
Okay. Okay. All right, let me put it this way: Goku versus Sasuke, written by Kishimoto. See.
I'm sorry. I was taking a drink of water. Goku would win.
Written by Kishimoto, really?
Yeah, he's a
he's
fanboy.
He's a Dragon Ball fan. Yeah, he's a huge.
I feel like he's more of a Sasuke fan.
I don't know.
It would at least be one of those things where they both fight to a draw, and then the real evil comes.
It's one of those things that's like, it's an honor for Mike Tyson to punch you in the face kind of thing. Like, he'd be happy to have his character get beaten by Goku.
Exactly. He would just have to put up a decent fight, which, you know, is all that matters, right?
And
isn't that why they never do those DC versus Marvel things to completion? It's just that they don't want anyone who's, like, a fan of either person to win?
Yeah. Remember that amalgam or whatever it was, where, like, the universe
amalgam.
Yeah. And actually, I just realized what would be something that would have to happen in a Sasuke versus Goku fight. He would attempt to, hypnotize
Jesus,
Goku.
Goku.
No, he would attempt to, you know, do the genjutsu sort of thing, and Goku would be too stupid for it to affect him.
See, I'm thinking fusion dance or fusion earrings, and then they become the Ultimate Warrior. In fact, I want to see fan art of this.
Ghost.
It probably already exists.
Saku. Yeah.
I think it would be... That's okay, it exists.
Yeah. Man, Google even auto-completed that for me.
Okay. I feel like I've taken us down a dark path.
And now you know what you're going to dress up as for next Halloween, right?
Here's Goku Ichigo. Oh man, Ichigoku. Perfect.
Sosuke?
Saku.
Oh, I thought you were going to be posting links to the images.
Oh.
I feel I'm sparing you guys that particular problem.
Here's a Goku fusion that is just like Gogeta with whiskers and a headband.
There's actually plenty of Goku Narutos. Here's one Goku Luffy.
Yeah, I just found an Ichigo Luffy of all things.
This actually looks like.
Oh wait, never mind. That's a Ichigo Goku and a Naruto Luffy. That's what it is.
This is the worst thing we've ever done, and we've read like fan fiction. Straight.
Yeah, but I can't stop.
So whose fault is this?
So we
should have that kid who dressed up as Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's go. You should go beat him up. You told him like next time you'd get him.
Yeah,
it's
too early,
like,
in that kid's life to like withhold promises.
He's just like at his locker, and you just like slam the door shut when you're Superman, and you're like, "I told you I'd get you next time."
What? What? Okay. So house cleaning.
Crunchyroll mostly. So Crunchyroll is rolling out the sort of manga online thing that we've been wanting. The current weekly chapters will always be free For the paid members, it is the entire back catalog. It's not currently any of the weekly Shonen Jump stuff. The 12 will be there at its launch, and actually it looks like this is already launched. The big ones being Fairy Tail and Attack on Titan. I'm not as familiar with the other ones. It's a Space Brothers, UQ Holder, Mysterious Girlfriend, A Town Where You Live, Yamada-kun,
no.
And the Seven Witches. As the Gods Will. My Wife is Wagatsuma-san, Fort of Apocalypse, Coppelian, and the Seven Deadly Sins. But
did I tell you guys I saw somebody buying like a 5 foot across, like 6 foot high Mysterious Girlfriend X wall scroll at that anime convention?
Really?
Yeah. Which girl? He was really excited about it.
Was it the main girl?
I guess.
I think we talked about that on a Romance Cast. Pretty
you did, and so, yeah. That's how I know about it, and that's I feel like I should not know about it.
By the way, A Town Where You Live is that one that I always complain about on every single Romance Cast.
Oh, okay.
We should do another one of those soon.
There, what he's doing now is there's the anime, and with the DVDs, he's doing alternate takes on the two main characters' first time doing it. except he's inserting other main female characters from the series and just like having the main dude fuck them. Including like the main character or the main girl's little sister in the first one, and it's just like full on hentai.
That's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no way we can transition from this into anything. So before I forget, it's November, and so we need to start soliciting ideas for the Manga of the Year award.
Oh yeah, that thing.
Yeah, because we're going to record in like a month and a half, and then we need to have categories. And last year, like 90% of them were about Bleach, which I'm pretty sure that's going to happen again this year. So try to, if you can
but
think
it
of...
it should happen less because it wasn't around for a long period of time, right?
I'm going to limit to two Bleach categories per person.
All right, I am going to submit one right now for me. Best week of manga when Bleach was on hiatus.
That's going to require a lot more work for us.
Also, yeah. More than a week.
Well, yes, I know. There's multiple ones to choose from.
Should we have people nominate stuff, too, so it's not just up to us to sift through a year's worth of seven mangas?
I mean, they can.
Yeah, I am all for less work for us.
It's appreciated.
Yeah, so do that, and it can be anything that's been this year. So I don't think Barrage counts.
No.
Because that's dead.
I don't think Barrage is going to win any awards anyway.
I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to think of what we've covered that's, like, not this year.
Like, Takamagahara also doesn't count.
You won't stop me. Yeah, Barrage definitely ended last year because Shadow Clone Baby was on the dumb moments list.
Okay.
I remember talking about that a lot.
Yes.
So we'll probably do most things you guys suggest, but try and keep it reasonable.
Or don't.
Or whatever. If we think it's stupid, we'll still say it and then blow past it. That's the way things work. All right, so any more house cleaning?
Well, I wasn't quite finished with the Crunchyroll thing. It's $5 a month, and it's in 170 countries, so this looks like it's worldwide. But yeah, so ad supported free ones, simul release with Japan, and if you want to get the back catalogs, it's available to the paid people.
See, that's a good idea. More sites should do that.
Exactly. I'm hoping that this is going to grow well beyond these 12. And
so if you're interested in that, support Crunchyroll instead of just reading fan translations.
I've heard good things about them.
And then the other nice thing with Crunchyroll is they recently acquired One Piece simul release as well. And I don't think that the One Piece official is available in all countries, and Crunchyroll is in a lot more English-speaking countries, although weirdly enough, this thing is not for the UK, but, you know, Australia, New Zealand, a bunch of other countries, you can get simul-release One Piece anime on Crunchyroll.
We can't let the UK know that we still have piracy.
Yeah.
They'll freak out.
The East all India right. Trading Company will just, like, shudder.
So... I guess we'll start.
Okay.
So this week's DBZ, Goku's still on Snake Way.
Were we not going to talk about World Trigger this week?
Did we bring World Trigger back?
Greg,
I don't know if it's bringing it back permanently.
He says that every week.
Well, no. But there is, I actually legitimately want to talk about it, just because there's one thing that struck me with the most recent week's release that is why I am so much more interested in this than I probably otherwise should be. It's been very solid while it's going through this tune-in exam type stuff. But I don't know how to describe this other than from an Attack on Titan perspective sort of thing, which won't work for you guys. But I like that the main character is looking like he is not going to be the forefront fighter person. He is going to be the strategist. And that's something that we don't see elsewhere. Like, there might be smart main characters who, you know, do intelligent things in Full Metal Alchemist or something like that. But in this series, it's really looking like the main character is relatively a weakling, and his strength is going to be utilizing everybody else's strengths and directing people and being the strategist, which is something that I think is honestly lacking in most of the manga that we read, is that the main character is not the person who's going to step into the fight and take care of things.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at what we'll be talking about next, Bleach. Like, that is just who can be the strongest and outstrong the other strong person. Like, in World Trigger this week, it was actually like, oh, this dude's way stronger than me, I have to actually use my head.
And how am I going to utilize my environment and the powers that are available to me to do something that he wouldn't be expecting? Like, it actually was reminiscent of all things, the Chunin exam in Naruto, when, if you recall, in a lot of those fights, they were taking things that had been done earlier in the series and using them in unexpected ways.
Yeah, when Shikamaru used the trench that someone else dug to grow his shadow?
Well, there's that. I was actually, for whatever reason, the one that kind of sticks out in my head as the holy crap, I didn't even think of that, was the time when Sasuke caught a kunai with his foot, with the, you know, foot chakra thing when they were practicing running up the trees, whipped around and threw it back at the person and connected. Like, just using skills that they've demonstrated earlier in the series in an unexpected way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys thoroughly dismantled my DBZ joke.
Hey, so this week in Dragon Ball Z.
But I don't even care. I'm going to keep going with it.
All right.
So Goku is heading down Snake Way, but he's worried that since he won't have time to make it all the way back because it took him so long to get there in the first place.
He finds out the Saiyans have already arrived.
Yeah. King Kai tells him that, oh no, it's fine because you're way stronger now.
So you'll be able to get there pretty fast.
Yep. So he goes down full speed and informs people telepathically that he's going to make it there in time.
Yeah, King Kai,
although he got it at a different location, he got his Senzu beans, so he can recharge after he gets back.
Yeah, but they gave him new clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that part where, like, and then he put, like, his symbol on the back instead of the turtle symbol.
Then Vegeta was a hot Nazi.
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of dismantles the analogy there, but it's actually the exact same.
Yeah,
it's
like
literally the same thing.
This goes beyond homage to, like, straight up ripping off almost.
So
Ichigo is dressed like a Romani gypsy.
Yeah.
And he decides it's time to head down. And they inform him there's no way, they can't, like, give him a rocket back, so he has to take the stairs from Kingdom Hearts down.
And they don't really explain why they can't send a rocket back, other than, you know, they just can't use it all the time. Oh, and by the way, the assault happened 3 hours ago, but you were still training, so we didn't want to tell you.
And Ichigo kind of takes this in stride and, like, decides to run off.
Okay, do you know what's another good question? Why is he the only one going down?
Yeah, like, where's Renji and Rukia and Byakuya?
Because they already solved the Bankai problem.
But I didn't even mean...
You mean these other five people?
I mean these other five people who are these so strong, like, super strong people.
Well, they're the guardians of... What's-his-face? Evil guy.
Ultra Heaven.
Yeah. Super God.
They'll just let everybody else die so that the assault can come up that way.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, they're probably
instead
fine.
Instead of coming down to help.
Oh, yeah, Corrin did give him Senzu beans and he fell, didn't he?
No, he got back from Snake Way, gets to the thing, and Corrin tossed him some Senzu beans so he could recharge.
Yeah, remember Kami's like right there, like, let's go, come on, touch me.
I guess Ichigo's training is done. What, did he have training besides smelting his sword?
We don't know what happened with the Soul King, maybe, yeah.
There'll
be a flashback to it in the middle of a fight. Guarantee it.
So,
At some point when Ichigo's fighting, there will be a flashback to what had happened in his training.
they didn't actually make stairs. They made a tunnel for him to run down vertically.
Is that what happened?
Well, no, I think that there's supposed to be stairs, but he's basically just kind of jumping down.
Just falling.
Yeah, he's falling faster than gravity because he is accelerating himself with his whatever.
So Ichigo decides to be like super fucking arrogant and say, everyone else, just tell them to hold on until I get there.
I
Yeah,
have to
what if...
say, I'm kind of okay with this because my favorite Ichigo was the moment after when he's like taking Rukia off of the guillotine scaffold thing and basically just being the you're all fleas beneath me. That's probably my
Yeah.
favorite moment of Bleach. So I'm okay with him being the arrogant bastard right now.
My problem with that is that everything since then has been really stupid.
I would have loved it if he'd called like a few minutes earlier when everything looked okay and it's like, no, we got it. We're good.
Take your time.
Yeah. We'll see
Also
you. We'll see
smacked
you at
his
your Raptor
phone.
party.
So then Hot Nazi is still powering up.
Yep, and she's angry that her wings are coming out.
And the other Hot Nazis notice this and are like, oh, I guess she's pissed off that she couldn't find us. Basically, there's entirely too many Hot Nazis.
That's not the
Better
first
start
time you
killing
said
some
that.
people.
And they explain that she's crazy and she could end this war in an instant.
Yeah.
Which basically, I mean, that's essentially saying the scan leaders might have translated this as we might as well just wait for everyone to take hits until Ichigo gets here. Because that's essentially what this is. They're not going to beat her until Ichigo gets there.
Yeah. I think that
Or.
the other thing is that she could end this entire thing right now. So, doesn't matter that there's all of these other people who are just as powerful, if not more, too,
Also, she blasted Shinji in the face.
Yeah, did he lose like half his body or something like that?
I don't know.
It's
Bleach
kind of
doesn't
hard to
have any
tell.
detail.
Yeah.
Like, there's an explosion and a white background. The only way I can tell what's happening is he's grimacing.
So now the question is, did she actually intend to hit him, or was she trying to hit Komamura, and so because her back and forward are reversed,
I'm sure she's fine now. She strengthed her way out of being affected by it. I would bet
So I
money.
bet next chapter, Komamura or Shinji give her a killing blow, but that then it doesn't take.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that we see Shinji's Bankai next chapter. Either that, or else he pulls out the hollow mask.
And then she steals it, and then she depowers. And then Shinji takes a hollow button.
Remember at the start of this, like when it came back, and I was like, I really hope it's not just people exchanging killing blows over and over.
I do remember that. Because it's been exactly that since.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited?
Yeah.
This one, more than the others, feels again like they just crammed two chapters into one.
Well, it's.
Because, like, this whole Hot Nazi thing is like 3 pages of the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's weird how long the Ichigo stuff takes for nothing happening.
Yeah.
Other than, like,
It's
well, see ya.
nothing happening explicitly being DBZ. Like, the guy even looks like King Kai.
The fat guy?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, these stores are portly and stout.
Are
Are you saying
maybe
that those are the only distinguishing features of King Kai?
not
I'm
being
saying
blue or
in a
antenna
silhouette
or.
test, they'd be pretty similar.
Meh.
But Bleach doesn't pass the silhouette test on most things. I feel like a lot of those characters, like,
What, you mean the
look
nine
the
people with
same.
Ichigo's haircut? That they call out
Yeah.
as having Ichigo's haircut?
Like, could you tell the difference between that guy with the number on his face and Ichigo? Just given a silhouette?
No.
Nope. And
Exactly.
anybody who says that they can is lying.
Like, I'm pretty sure the number is just there because he looks exactly like Ichigo.
Yeah, I get the feeling he like mentioned it's like, dude, that's Ichigo. It's like, wait, hang on. Now he's not.
Let's put a ribbon on him.
What's the first number you
Totally different.
What's the first number you think of? 69? Okay. That's on his face forever.
Yep.
And now I'm trying to think of a bitch I look like Ichigo rap to continue with the Dragon Ball parallels.
So what I'm thinking is that Ichigo will come by and he'll give the rice bun to Krillin.
You mean Toshin?
We'll go with Shinji in this one.
Yeah. Shinji sounds like a good Krillin. And then he'll find out that
no, wait,
Piccolo has died.
Hitsugaya is totally Krillin. He's got the same height, too.
Yeah, he'll probably get it.
I don't know. I feel like he'll show up at Hatanazi first. Unless Kengdu escapes.
Yeah, I'm still sure that he's fine.
Yeah, no. I mean, didn't he turn into... Yeah, that was one of the things, as you saw the out of the ice pillar or whatever the hell it was he was trapped in, had the giant cross come out last chapter.
Did it?
Yeah. That was one of the places it came out.
I don't, like...
That one's not done either.
Besides the DBZ parallel, there's nothing... so stupid about this that it's like hilarious.
Right, the pillar comes out of the ice thing, and it also comes out of the rubble from Soi Fong's fight.
Yeah, neither one of those two is done.
But didn't he blow up?
Yeah. Oh, but blowing up just made him stronger. That's what I was hoping you'd do, was blow his face off. Now he can.
Juha Box saw this coming.
It's a good thing I put all those limiters in his blood, so once he lost all of it, he would be as strong as God or whatever. I don't know.
You know what would have been a good twist if Ichigo could have stolen back the Bankai's four people?
Something, something Ryatsu. Do you know what would have been a good twist if Ichigo could have stolen the Bankai's but kept them for himself sort of thing, so the entire time he was getting more and more powerful with everybody's powers?
Like a victory lap arc?
If you're doing a final arc, you might as well go completely ridiculous, right?
Yeah, why not?
Just have, like, Ichigo with an ice sword that has a giant armor behind him and can...
And now I'm remembering Nura. I need to go back and finish that series.
Didn't it have, like, some special finish in, Shonen?
Yeah, it's...
Whatever it's called?
Yeah, it's done. I stopped right around when the final arc was starting for that one, I think, like, 50 chapters out or something like that.
And I still remember when we were, like, considering manga, and you're like, yeah, Nura's pretty good, and then got canceled, like, a week later.
Yeah. It had nice art.
Yes, it did. Well, I just remember talking about it and then posting the link to you guys so you could look at it, and you guys are like, holy crap, this actually looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What That's another one that we can blame on English online Shonen Jump, because that was one of the first series it started with. So.
See, it's kind of weird, because like, I know people who just, they recognize Bleach as bad, but they don't think it's as bad as, say, Naruto, which is really weird to me, because I enjoy Naruto, but I think Bleach is just like, irredeemable.
Yeah, I really don't know whether it's just a Western, it has more swords and blood, therefore better, or something like that, but it really seems to be a lot more popular in America.
But is it like our bubble? Are we the only ones that like think Bleach is bad?
Is it because we
oh,
pay
no,
such
we're not
close
the only
attention
ones.
To it? I mean, we're not like casually reading it, we're like dissecting every chapter, and when you do that, it kind of breaks down.
I don't know that you need to dissect this so much to break it down. Like... If you read this, if I read this chapter just casually, I'd probably think it was really dumb.
You wouldn't be going
if
like,
I read
oh,
this
man.
Chapter just casually, like came into it not like, knowing what's going on, I would go, wow, this is really a ripoff of Dragon Ball.
That it is. So basically, who's going to be the Snake Princess? I'm hoping Yoruichi.
It's Renji. He's got the sword snake thing.
The bone snake?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Renji? He kind of fucked off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure... So
he's on a bus.
So hey, let me tell you this. There's three fights going on right now, and Byakuya, Rukia, and Renji are unaccounted for, having already come back. I bet they told
Did they already come back?
They're not there anymore. And they finished
Oh,
their,
that's true.
They finished their training early and left. So I bet they're gonna be the ones that show up, you
Wait,
know, in the nick of time for these fights.
Byakuya came left? I didn't think he had left.
I don't know. Where is he?
We don't know where he is. He was still recovering last we heard.
So you're saying he can dramatically show up and stop a fight?
Yes.
Yeah, that's and all I'm saying is we got these three fights going on. You can picture the final page of Renji, Rukia, and Byakuya just showing up and saying something smartass.
Yeah.
So they say Ichigo
yeah,
at top speed will get there in half a day.
Yeah.
How many chapters do you think they're going to use until Ichigo gets there?
1T.
I'm going to say that it's going to be like 5. 1 to 5. Okay, I'll put it that way. Because I can definitely see Kibutite just going, yep, Ichigo's here now.
Yeah, I think that this is the last time we're actually going to be seeing Ichigo for the entire return. I think it's going to focus on the other stuff until he dramatically arrives.
I don't even understand the point of the new clothes. Like, especially because they just established that he's finally a Shinigami.
Well, so he can
well,
take
he's,
them
he's
off.
Like one of the Zero Squad, right? He is their equivalent, right?
The Zeros? I
isn't
don't
that what they're called or whatever?
Yeah, the Zero Division.
Yeah.
Oh, the Ultra Angels.
Yes.
See, what would be smart is I think they should have Ishida shoot an arrow at him as he's about to descend, which keeps him from just going into every other battle and winning them.
Although it would be pretty funny if he just pops around and goes into every other battle and wins them.
Well, I mean, that's what's gonna, it's going to be the Naruto high five moment. Where he's just jumping around and giving everybody power.
Sorry, I'm quiet. I'm doing reading about Snake Way.
Is it awesome?
Yeah, it's 1,000,000 kilometers long. Which means that on his first trip there, Goku had an average speed of about 145 miles per hour.
Even while he was sleeping.
I like that, like, I'm sure our Toriyama's editors were like, okay, Goku needs to go on another journey because people like journeys. He's just like, okay, we're going to put him on a long road for the next 60 chapters.
So, like, two things are going to happen to him while he's on that road.
Yep. I remember how dumb it was when watching the anime that, like, every episode ended with Goku just running towards the camera.
With
and
the
it wasn't actually
like...
that long in the manga, wasn't it? It was only, like, three or four.
There was a whole bunch of training chapters that went on before that.
In the anime, they stretched it out. Like, if I seem to recall in the manga, he didn't actually fall down into hell.
I'm just reading that in the manga, there's no stated time for when Goku came back, for how long it took him. I was just trying to see if it was like the exact same amount of time as Bleach.
Well, he got back that day. Because they were already attacking when he left.
Yeah.
Okay, now
the big question is, when Ichigo gets back down to Soul Society, is there going to be a flying cloud that he can jump onto to get around faster?
Okay, yeah, hell is never actually shown in the manga.
The question is, who's going to be the Piccolo that dies?
Byakuya.
I don't know. I feel like that'll probably be Hitsugaya.
Category, best Byakuya death.
Ah, there's so many issues for
us.
We have a nine-way tie for best Byakuya death.
We've got to move on from Bleach now.
Oh yeah, let's go on to Nisekoi. That's way better.
I want to breeze past this because fuck Nisekoi.
Wait, we're calling it that?
Okay, Yisekoi, I think was the joke we came up before.
Yeah.
Robots don't say ye.
So Mikage is still there. She still wants them to kiss.
She's still saying ye. And
so there's like two good jokes.
They're continuing to talk around the entire thing of what we all know is going on with Marika, except Raku doesn't.
That she's dying?
But without saying it outright.
Yeah. I guess Raku is just a huge idiot.
So she wants to see them kiss, buys them tickets to a...
Hold on, we're skipping over the
I did skip
Sugumi joke.
Wait.
That was the previous chapter. Or you're saying the Amusement Park chapter, which is the second one we're covering. But the first one has the Marika joke where she feels up Marika. Or not Marika, Sugumi.
Oh, God, that's right. We didn't talk about it. It wasn't out last week, was it?
Nope.
I forgot that we had two chapters.
Yep.
Okay.
So she feels up Sugumi and rates them.
Yeah. She gives her a 10. That's a thing.
Yep. And then she starts spreading to everybody. Mikage is not an awful character aside from the dialogue stuff.
And, you know, the rape.
Yeah.
You know, aside that stuff, you know, it's fine.
Yes. Aside from two parts of her personality, she's fine. So she tells Shitoge that Raku and
you're doing
Tachibana
a terrible
have not...
job of breezing past this.
I think it was funny that Shitoge, like, punches Raku out.
Yeah. It's great when Raku gets hurt.
Yes. So then
I also
liked
the panel of him as the Scream.
Yeah.
Tachibana starts being all lovey-dovey.
And now she buys them tickets to an amusement park.
Yes.
In front of
And Raku is, like, super into this. Like, this is turning him on. I'm not kidding, that's actually what happens.
Anyway, they go on rides. Something, 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 something.
She's
something.
Hiding in the background.
She pushes them into a Ferris wheel and then tells them to kiss.
And then she gets Marika alone and asks why she hasn't told Raku about that.
That yes. Jutsu.
That's the thing that I was talking about because I thought that this was where we were starting.
So Tachibana probably has a secret jutsu that she learned from Jiraiya that she's going to use on Raku.
Did Naruto ever use anything? Are we just supposed to...
No.
Is it the giant Rasengan? Is that what it is?
It was the Rasengan... Not the Shuriken. Yeah, it was the giant Rasengan that he used on Itachi.
The Odama Rasengan?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that? I thought that it was supposed to be something about, like, when he was... I thought it was the thing to actually release the Kyuubi, when he was inside of himself and he opened up the...
That wasn't, like, a jutsu. He just... talked to his mom, and then she helped.
Well, no, because like there was the entire thing about how it injured Jiraiya when he was releasing the tails or something like that, and
no, but it was totally Rasengan wound, like a big circular wound on his gut.
Nah, that wasn't a Rasengan thing. That was when he lost control as the Kyuubi.
I think you're thinking of two different things because I don't think that's related to that jutsu.
Yeah, because there was also mentioned that. Jiraiya had to fight Naruto when he had a release. And
yeah, he mentioned he had to reseal him.
You know, just like when Grandpa Gohan had to fight Big Monkey Goku.
So, I don't remember where we were.
We're at the start of Chapter 97.
Marika says that Raku is adorable because she was teasing him about the kiss. And then they go to drop Mikage off. And turns out she was... just faking it, or she knew the whole time that they were faking it.
Yes.
Because she's the best friend, and it also turns out that she was the person who, you know, was abusing her when she first got to the school.
Yep, which I think was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that twist. I'm like, yep, I'm the person she beat up.
And then Marika kisses Raku on the cheek.
The end. That wasn't,
so,
it wasn't so bad.
Also, it was revealed at some point in this that she's straight.
Is it?
She says that she wants to marry, I don't know if they have a Japanese actor, the actual one, but she says Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Or maybe she thinks Johnny Depp's a woman, because I could easily see making that mistake.
He's very pretty.
Yes. Yes, he is. But,
anyway,
fuck Nisekoi.
At least Mikage didn't fall in love with Raku yet.
Yet. It could happen.
I'm really not thinking that she's going to be coming back anytime soon.
It was mercifully short.
Yeah.
So how many Tachibana secrets do we have now? Like, at least two, right?
It's just two. It's the one that she's dying and what she remembers from when they were kids.
Yeah.
Because she has the book too, right? The Zawase and Love.
But they've seen it now, so that's not a secret anymore.
They've seen her copy of it? I thought they found Onodera's.
Does she have her own copy?
Yeah. They both have copies.
Does it matter that there's another copy?
Well, but she seems to remember everything about it and is not telling people.
I wonder if this arc is just, you know, marketing to that one guy.
Yeah, this is for you, buddy.
Thank you for those votes. It was really weird,
like,
but I like...
What do you want out of an arc? Marika and lesbians. Okay, got it.
There should be lots of clusters on Marika being very cute. I'm a little disturbed by how into that Raku is. Like, she's being really quiet and not enthusiastic. Oh god, my boner.
She's acting totally not like herself.
Oh, Marika, I would love you so much if you were totally different. And also, at one point, he starts thinking about her breasts.
When?
Let's be fair, if you were, you know, his age and... in a Ferris wheel and everything else like that, you'd be thinking about the person too.
It was before that. It was when he stepped away and he remembers when what Mikage was saying about how Tachibana, like, massaged her own breasts to make them bigger.
Oh.
Rocket hey, tree. Imran, don't think about that purple elephant.
He was thinking about it like on his own. It was unprompted.
You'll think about that purple elephant later. Just watch.
Eh. I'd rather think about the purple elephant than Nisekoi.
Well, how about Naruto? How's that?
Let's think about Naruto.
Okay, we'll think about it, but not talk about it.
Are you guys ready for some hardcore conversations?
Yeah, just like some off-the-chain, man-on-man talking.
Some totally... I've got no more...
we can't hype this up anymore.
Yeah.
More happened in this conversation than happened in Bleach.
Well, I mean, this and Bleach were both just conversations.
Just talk
but this,
to
like,
people.
Really did well with the plot, I would say.
And yeah. Actually, this is kind of a Bleach-like conversation because there's no backgrounds.
Well, they're inside someone's head.
I'm just saying.
They're inside one another's heads.
Not knocking it, you're just pointing things out. These are facts. Yeah.
Also, Naruto apparently knows everything about Obito now.
Well, of course, they're sharing brains.
Also, he's read the manga.
So, I read Kakashi Gaiden in the meantime. That shit's fucked up.
So is this basically, what's it called? Like the, I can't remember what the term of the thing is with Code Geass, where like everybody, or actually, I guess Evangelion, where everybody's brain is all one thing that's happened in Naruto now.
I mean, Ino never did turn off that mind thing. Like the, so maybe everyone's seeing this.
God, what is that word?
So they're all turning into a giant ray.
The Borg? The hive mind?
No, there's a word for it. Anyway.
That's the only two I had. So Obito takes exception to being called Uchiha Obito because he's actually the second sage, or sixth sage. Second sage of six past. There we go. And he's no longer human. Yep. He's totally transcended the idea.
He's thrown away. Naruto's like,
I like how Naruto's response is like, nope.
Yeah, he's like, no, that's crap.
It's like, bullshit.
That he wanted to be the Hokage, so they've shared the same dream, and they probably both wanted to be Hokage for the same reasons. But now he's becoming the exact opposite of the Hokage, which I don't know that that's the exact opposite, but I get the point.
He's a no-Kage, more like it.
More like a so-so Kage.
Ooh. Hey, Imran.
Burn.
Parallels.
Yes, lots of parallels. So Obito explains that he's doing this because he's saving the world. And Naruto's like, wait a second, you haven't been lying this whole time. You actually do think that.
And you're an idiot.
Yep. And Obito thinks about the time that, like, Rin was patching him up, and he was saying that every time she saves him, she's actually saving the world because he's going to save the world. Which is, like, a really diminishing and diminutive thing to say to somebody.
Especially someone that you're attracted to, and it's also incredibly self-aggrandizing.
You'll never be important, but you can be important in, like, proximity to me.
You know, if you shine my shoes, I'll be able to walk a little bit faster, and that'll help save the world.
So but come on, Rin, be Sakura to Naruto.
You know what'll help?
Rin's kind of into this, though.
That'll help save the world. What's that?
Rin is a little into this.
Yeah.
So Obito explains that Hokage's only objective is world peace, and that he's walking down this dangerous path to create world peace, and you have to step on a few corpses to do so.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought Hokage, like, kind of led a bunch of ninjas in one path.
Yeah, that's what weirded me out about this chapter, is they make Hokage sound like Superman, when I'm pretty sure he's just, like, the leader of Konoha.
Yeah, he's one of multiple ones that just, you know, yes, it happens that it's the first village and all that sort of stuff, and so it was kind of a step in the direction, but, you know, that's not his primary role as world peace.
They're pretty much talking about a mayor, and being like, a mayor's job should be world peace.
I mean, it's not even a mayor, because there's, like,
closer.
Hokage runs the military. Like, there's some real Kim Jong-il shit going on in Konoha, I think.
Yeah, everyone's in the military.
They all worship
the giant
the glorious
face
leader.
up on the hill.
They have the children going to school to be in the military. God, you're right. There's some really bad messages in this.
Yeah, and I mean, the main thing is, that's not the only point of civilization. It's just the ninja town. There's an entire country that it's inside of. But yeah, it's like a military cult.
So you're saying, it'd be funny if Obito is from the water country and he's just like, the Mizukage is the most important thing in the world. We're just like, no. Nope. Hokage.
The Mizukage's goal is world peace.
Though it does explain why Naruto got so pissed when Tsunade did not want to be Hokage.
Yeah.
Because he believes that to be like the ultimate in everything.
And then Tsunade turns around and says that she wants to be the next Mizukage.
Obito uses some metaphors about taking shortcuts to save everybody, and Naruto says that he doesn't want to take a shortcut.
That's his ninja way.
Yeah.
So it flashes back again to Rin patching up Obito, who is saying he's trying to play off his injuries, that he did them on purpose.
And she is super mad.
She can see through his facade.
Yep. That he wants to be... Or that he's... If he's going to get hurt, that he needs to rely on Rin as well.
Yeah, he needs to be more careful if he's going to save the world.
So these conversations, the way that they're phrasing the things, seems almost in conflict to the earlier flashback we saw where Rin was into Kakashi.
and like
I don't know.
Barely ever hung out with Obito.
Yeah. I don't know that it's barely ever. I'm thinking it's more like a Naruto-Sakura thing, because parallels, where Sakura was super into Sasuke, but she
friends.
Just she led Naruto along just enough.
Yeah.
Seems
like
reasonable.
Probably unintentionally, but...
Women, am I
yes.
right?
And also Kakashi and Fourth are just sort of there.
Yeah, they're hanging out by the trees.
Watching.
Smoking.
Doing cool guy things.
Just like whipping out their knives and putting them back in.
So Obito's remembering all this, and Naruto's talking about the time that when the Jubi was taking him over, he resisted it because he thought about all those old things and how he was fighting for people.
Which is symbolism.
And he didn't want to lose
time.
Yeah.
So. He held onto himself, and that's the only way, so he actually didn't throw anything away.
Yeah. And Naruto wants him to come back as Uchiha Obito and stand trial.
Yeah.
Which, to a certain degree, that's kind of a dick thing to say. It's like, yeah, you're an evil bastard, now come back with me and submit to your punishment peacefully.
I think he's just saying to Obito, you know, it's going to be hard, but there's a way back from this. You know, just come with me.
So I hate to say this, but parallels, because this is basically like the speech he's going to give Sasuke.
Yeah. I do really like this way to end this fight of just like, you know, you can still be good after this.
Well, no, I agree, but the entire thing is like, what is the punishment for war on the entire world, you know?
They're going to kill him.
Yeah. So you think that that's how it's going to end with Sasuke
they're probably not going to kill it. Naruto is going to fight for him to stay alive in prison or something.
Let's be clear. Obito is not going to live to get back to Konoha.
Yeah. Madara's going to take, if he agrees, Madara's just going to take him over.
Yeah. This is when Madara's going to swoop in and just like ice him.
But at the moment, Obito is saying Naruto should come to his side.
Or
because he will become more powerful than he could ever imagine.
I think, yeah.
Is he saying Naruto should come to his side, or is he flashing back to it? Because that whole like part confused me.
He hasn't really said much of anything to Naruto. It's been mostly Naruto doing the "you should come over to my side" thing.
Also, Neji died. Just throwing that out there. That happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, Naruto.
As Obito lowers his guard, Naruto just takes out a knife and slits his throat. He goes, yeah, that's from Neji, motherfucker.
So. Maybe it's because there's no backgrounds, but the character art in this is really good.
Yeah,
yeah, it's much more detailed than a lot of the previous chapters have been.
It's also very dynamic. Like Naruto's walking around and doing stuff while they're having, you know, they're not just perfectly still staring at each other talking.
Yeah,
there's a lot of movement going on.
Like they go back to back occasionally.
Yeah,
Naruto's like turning around and looking at him.
Naruto's like pacing around while trying to think of things to say and listening.
Yeah.
And
I think this would be, like, even though it's not action-y, it would be pretty cool to see in the anime.
Yeah. Just put all their budget into the dudes.
Yeah. Like, maybe, since there's only two characters and no backgrounds, maybe Kishimoto could spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah, so the chapter just
Is he actually even involved in the anime?
I
mean, on this in particular.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the chapter pretty much ends with Naruto just giving Obito the choice.
Yeah. Which... this can go either way. Like we said, if he says yes, then there's going to be something else that happens.
I can't see Obito turning him down.
I can. Because Kakashi has to come back and do something.
Well no, exactly. How is he going to come back if...
I think Kakashi can get out of there fine. I don't know why you guys think he's stuck there forever.
He's never sent himself over there before. He's always sent things, like other things over there.
He's a copy ninja.
Oh, he has.
I'm sure he'll be able to do it.
A decade.
He can still get out. I don't know. He did not seem perturbed that he was like stuck there or anything. He seemed like, okay, sewed myself up, time to get out.
I still think we could be seeing maybe Obito doesn't die, but we get like Obito, Naruto, Sasuke, and Kakashi versus Madara.
I think Obito, he's going to do the presto changeo, you know, death sacrifice to save everybody.
Yeah, well, in the end, of course. And then there's going
to
be something...
But you think he's going to be able to get a couple licks in on Madara before that?
He's going to explain to them Madara's weaknesses and how they could defeat him, and then sacrifice himself.
Or something like that.
So
he does know the weakness in that jutsu, in the...
Edo Tensei,
pure life. Yeah, the Edo Tensei that we haven't.
That's right. Yeah, he learned that from Kabuto.
Yeah, and that is a, you know, Chekhov's gun that hasn't come back yet.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed Obito's
like
character.
That jutsu.
Like it's just been really well done, I think. As far as parallels go.
Yeah, remember how like it wasn't outright mockery, but like we predicted a lot of what's been happening in this arc, but it's all been coming through and being delivered very deliberately and well.
Yeah. It's still interesting.
Yeah. Obito's been a good character. I do not dislike this. That's what it's confusing when people say they hate Naruto and like Bleach more. Like, really? I mean, maybe it's not the best, but again, we maybe have our own little bubble.
Yeah. I think we're right.
You would.
Yeah, I would, because I'm right.
All right. Hey. So, just head count, accepting or no?
I say yes. Yeah, let's do this. Let's cast our votes. I say Obito goes with him.
I say not right now.
Like,
nah, I think he's going to be...
You guys think he puts the bug in his head, but he doesn't accept right at this moment?
Yeah.
I think he's going to accept now. I'm with Mike on this one.
Okay, so...
So we'll see.
One of us will get to gloat next week, or one or two of us.
Yeah. I don't know, Mike was right about Beelzebub in America, so maybe it's not smart to bet against him, but we'll see.
Okay, here's my guess. Obito goes to America.
I screw this. I'm done. Genjutsu there. All right. So from Naruto to Assassination Classroom.
Hey, there's a chapter. Yay.
Yep.
Yay. And we wouldn't have had this to talk about if we were recording yesterday.
Yeah, I was already writing my like Assassination Classroom is missing jokes.
So this is the one where Kurosensei is a pirate.
Yeah. And it's a little bit better than the last one, but still kind of crappy. But
and then it flashes forward to modern sci-fi days where you play as Nagisa?
No, you play as a manga artist that's drawing Assassination Classroom. It's kind of like
It's very meta.
Yeah.
Yes. So it starts off with the science people taking care of everybody who has a fever and saying that they must have ingested it at some point because if it's not airborne.
Yeah,
because
the guy seems sure that only some of them would have it. And he also told them it's not contagious.
Yeah. Also, there's a really weird image of, like, a clown shoving part of his face into somebody.
Yeah, his shirt says virus, by the way.
That's so creepy.
That's kind of messed up.
Yep. I enjoyed it.
So, it goes back to the hotel, and Kurosawa explains that he had the kids dressed the way they are, which I don't remember happening, but whatever.
Yeah, like...
Because this hotel is full of, like, sheltered... celebrity kids.
Okay, first of all, since
rich
when?
Spoiled brats.
I thought the island was abandoned except for them.
Yeah, it was kind of that's what they said earlier, but yeah.
They're just adding things on at this point.
Whatever. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's slight retcon. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
So Kurosensei tells them all to act like everyone else is beneath them.
And the last panel of that page is amazing.
Of them all acting smug.
I like Girl Nagisa's.
Yeah.
I like Mehara rolling up the paper and acting like a cigarette.
Yeah. So they explain that they don't actually know who their enemy is, so they need to be aware of guests as well.
Yeah.
So the other two assassins are not assassins. Well, I guess they're hitmen.
Yeah. They're...
Are still up in the room, and we get the name for the gun eater guy, which is Gastro. Which
yes.
Is fitting.
The gun is still delicious.
Yes.
And he puts ketchup on it.
Not ketchup, it's
like plum juice or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, plum jam.
Yeah.
And just continues to eat the gun.
I think my favorite part about him isn't him putting the guns in his mouth, it's his unfocused eyes that are like always in different directions.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like that three scars on each cheek, that it's actually on both cheeks for the head guy.
Yeah, and he's also seems to have a scar above his eye. And.
Yeah. So I think it would be funny if Gun Guy gets disposed by just like shooting himself in the head.
That'd be dark.
They tell him the trigger is delicious.
I feel like it would just be like the best possible thing. Like, whoops.
So So meanwhile, the kids are just walking around, and all the mobsters in the building are avoiding contact because they don't want any trouble from any spoiled rich kids.
Yeah.
Which,
Which is
to be
kind of.
fair, you definitely, thugs definitely know to steer clear of rich kids because that'll be what F's them up.
Yeah.
So as they approach another guest who is whistling along the way,
Who we, the reader, recognize as the hitman.
yeah, I think her name is Fuwa.
Fuka? Is it? Oh no, Fuwa. Yeah.
Fuwa says that or tells Terracotta to look out, and a guy pulls out a gas mask over his face and then a gas gun, and Karasuma tosses all the students back.
And
And
takes
gets
them.
gassed.
Yep, but he's able to kick the gas gun out of their hand or out of the guy's hand.
Yeah.
So he's surprised because he wasn't giving out any bloodlust as he passed by, and the little or Fuwa somehow still managed to get him.
Yeah.
So I guess bloodlust is like assassination's version of like Ryatsu.
Kind of, yeah, like being able to tell killing intent.
Yeah.
I also enjoy that he calls Fuwa a kappa because of her haircut, even though it's just a
Yeah.
bob cut. So she explains that she recognized him as the person that served them drinks on their first day in the island.
Yeah.
And she
And
Sherlock Holmes'd it to be able to tell that that's how they got infected.
she eliminated all the different like times they ate with who got sick and narrowed it down to being only the drinks. And
Basically, Phoenix Wright music should be playing during this
yeah,
scene.
she even does a finger point and says, "The culprit was you." And
Which I
then
think it may be probably a Detective Conan thing more
yeah.
than.
I mean they even I think almost directly call that out because she says she reads a lot of mystery mangas and
Oh,
says
like
that
the Death Note.
yeah
Well,
that
yeah, because that's clearly what's his name.
yeah
Yeah, Ryuk, and it also
yeah
has Note on the book, if I'm not
but so
mistaken. Yeah.
then for are the assassin classroom takes a mallet to the fourth wall.
Yeah, saying because she says there's amazing mystery manga in Shonen Magazine and Shonen Sunday. And then
And Nagisa
so
wonders about Jump.
yeah, and everyone starts asking her like, "What about Jump?" And nope, Jump doesn't have any mysteries.
It's like, oh, I don't know, but I hear their paperback edition is out, so maybe I should pick that up. And
Mehara
they,
says that the plug is too obvious,
yeah.
which the
Which
this
I'm not sure if this is brilliant or terrible.
it's kind of
It's
amazing.
both.
Meanwhile, the murderous assassin that's fighting Karasuma, like,
But he chastises them for their bad marketing,
yeah,
and then Karasuma starts trying to get up.
but
And
can't.
apparently it was a can of anesthesia, basically, like numbing his entire body.
Muscle
So
relaxants.
as Poison Guy starts to try and get away, he notices that his exit is blocked by the students.
Who have
Who have
weapons and
all
shit.
grabbed furniture as weapons.
And
Well,
help.
one guy has a spear, or two guys
Fuka.
have spears.
Yeah, they had them on the wall.
Yeah. So Karasuma explains that this is their job. If he had left maybe a second earlier, he could have been fine.
He should have just gone back to report instead of attacking.
So then an injured Karasuma takes a fighting stance with this guy who puts his mask back on.
Yeah.
And then Karasuma takes care of business.
Yeah, like I'm just imagining him managing to do this while his entire body is feeling numb, sort of thing.
Yeah. I love like the demon look on his face.
He's
The fact that Karasuma is probably like a huge, like this incredibly scary guy very rarely comes up.
yeah, because he's so nice to the kids all the time. So
And yeah, seems to know more about Kuro-sensei than he says.
as the guy's like falling out of consciousness after getting punched in the face, he says, "You know, Mr. Scary Teacher, your command ends here," as Karasuma falls to the ground and it goes
Yeah.
black.
Which is this is an inventive way of doing the
Yeah.
sensei stays behind thing.
I think
Yep.
this is what we guess is that Karasuma would stay behind with this guy, but it looks like they're both going to be incapacitated.
Right.
Yeah, he's just plain old taken down. So, but now the thing is, I'm wondering who the heck they would leave with the previous one. So I'm gonna guess it's gonna have to either be Karma or Nagisa.
I think Karma and Nagisa have to make it to the end.
I could see Karma staying behind for the gun-eating guy.
Yeah, like
Or
he that that's
you know who else is with them is a Terasaka.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be eager to fight somebody.
Maybe the two of them?
I bet it's not even like a fight thing. I bet it's like, okay, we're gonna hide the two snipers here and they're gonna keep the guy busy.
Well,
Yeah.
I could just see Karma doing it as a redemption for his not handling the exam sort of thing.
I think Karma, he's too much of a main character to not make it to the end.
Well, I think it's going to be Nagisa and Girl Nagisa that get to the end because he even said, like, send the shortest guy and girl. So
Yeah.
that's the only way they could get into the room without it being suspicious immediately. So I could see Karma, like, leading everyone else in a fight against the gun guy and sending Nagisa and Girl Nagisa on their own.
Seems reasonable. Then again, the, you know, main guy has established that, you know, they were supposed to come to the front desk, so them walking into the room would be questionable to begin with. So
that's true.
They also said, this may be important later, but that the guests have no idea about the Kuro-sensei plan because they don't want to share the money.
Yeah. If they told anyone they were after like 100 billion yen, other people would want in.
Yeah. So the hotel itself has no idea what's going on. So
yeah, something else that was brought up in this one was that it was implied that the Japanese government was behind hiring them, right?
Well, that's who they're going to get the money from.
Yeah, it's they have the bounty.
Yeah. That's who has the bounty, yeah.
And I think he said he's giving them a bigger share than they would have gotten as hitmen. Like, if they had actually straight up killed Kuro-sensei on their own, like, as a contract kill, then they wouldn't have gotten as much money.
Yeah, there's still the implication that someone else is behind them.
Or, I don't know that someone else is behind them, but I think the money for the bounty is more than the money for the contract kill.
I think Shiro's definitely behind them.
Yeah, I would imagine that he's the puppet master who brought them in.
I don't know, if they establish this guy as his own decent villain, I'd be okay with that too. But yeah, Kurosuma's a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, great chapter, and there's two more Raz that should be available if I can't resist temptation, so.
I just wait. One of these weeks we'll have two to talk about.
Yeah.
Because they catch up pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, as I mentioned, somebody questioned that in the thread. The group that does the translations for these, if I'm not mistaken, English isn't their first language. So
yeah, do
I don't know
Spanish
if that factors in, but
which is surprising because it's probably one of the better Scanlations out there.
There's a few grammatical things this chapter, but you know, nothing super bad.
But yeah, so that is a reason that it's probably a little more sporadic than a lot of the things, because English is, you know, their second language and Japanese is their third or something like that. So
also, they've been doing other manga too, so I don't think Ask Class is high on their priorities. Like, they've been doing a lot of Prison School lately.
It should be way more popular here in America than it is. Yeah. But oh well. I mean, it's a hard sell, obviously, but I think among manga fans, it should be way more popular.
Well, you want to move on to One Piece?
Yep, let's do that. Which has a color cover.
With the numbers.
This is a very nice colored cover.
I love how young Chopper just looks like Chopper.
Yeah, he looks no different. Because he was still a kid when he ate the fruit.
He's still a kid now. Like,
that's also true.
He's like four, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he was four when they got him, so I guess he's six now or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been more than 2 years.
No, it's been 2 years.
Because the 2 years alone, which is a time skip.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's been like, I thought One Piece actually travels a decent, has a logical idea of time.
No, the series up until then had been like 7 months. Like, it was a meteoric rise in his bounty.
Really? Because I remember, I swear Oda had once said that Luffy started at a certain age, and then like, he was like a year older by the time they got the time skip.
No, the entire thing was less than a year. I know that much. Huh.
Yeah, that's why he's got such a reputation, is because all this stuff happened in a short time, and then he disappeared.
Well, neat.
Yes. So.
So this kind of hammers in that Brook was the last person that joined. And that was Thriller Bark, beginning of Thriller Bark.
Yeah.
So basically a long time ago.
They could use a new lady, you know, maybe one that has like a fire power or something.
Nami?
Yeah. She'll get the fruit.
So the underground Coliseum, underneath the Coliseum where we left it last time.
Garbage pile where all the contestants are.
Yeah. And they're all talking about how this place smells and it's full of toys. And they're below the kingdom. And somebody, I don't know that I feel like this is too abrupt, but I guess they needed to do it at some point. They just straight up call out the, what's his name, Krios?
Ricky.
As King Riku.
Yeah. Man, he totally pulled a Lucy there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Riku to Ricky.
Yeah, but he's not the one that everybody's forgotten about, is the thing. He's the grandfather king.
No,
if you remember the great gladiator that everybody has forgotten about? That's his son.
Ah, you think so?
Which we'll get to later. Oh yeah, because that was the entire thing, is that the toys, everybody's forgotten about them.
Ah.
So we'll get back to that later. But yeah, so King Riku, the previous king.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes off his mask and reveals who he is, and all the former soldiers there
Yeah.
bow down and swear loyalty.
The captain guy Tank like starts crying, and Riku just thanks him for keeping Dressrosa safe in his.
Because he had to betray Riku to, even stay alive.
Yeah, and the other king, the one with that massive punch, comes back and,
Is his name Elisabello or something?
something.
Yeah.
So basically, we've established that King Riku was well liked.
Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh, Riku's here! Super awesome! It's a party." They begin to discuss Doflamingo.
Yeah,
And
and how, he had always encouraged different wars and made himself rich by the arms trade.
so they start blaming King Riku for leaving or doing something that let Doflamingo rise to power.
And all of the soldiers stand up to defend him because they don't know what really happened.
But they make mention several times that something huge happened that caused him to be ousted.
Yeah, there's some event that made people turn on him.
Yeah.
So all the toys start getting up.
And
Yeah.
bowing to him as well.
Yeah. Which is kind of a cool scene.
Yeah, there's a there you see soldiers and toys bowing side by side to him.
So the guy who knew Fishman Karate, the Fishman,
Yeah.
is talking into a Denden Mushi about to somebody about how there's maybe secrets hidden in
So
there.
I'm guessing he's probably a Marines plant, would be my idea.
Maybe. I'm not sure who else. I mean, Doflamingo is kind of the underworld, so.
Yeah. So Don Chinjiao's grandson gets like.
No, the other one's Boo. I don't remember this one's name. Anyway.
Yeah,
He gets.
he gets
Sai.
Yeah, that's right.
dribbled on.
Basically, he gets pulled up by a slime tentacle,
Yeah.
which turns out to be a booger.
Yeah. And it's the guy whose name I can't think of, but he was the club in.
Yeah, he's the one of the main seats.
So, and then all of a sudden he gets turned into a monkey with symbols. And all he can, the only thoughts he has are that he has to obey the orders of the family.
And can't control his body. It's just
Yeah,
moving on
he
its
cannot
own.
disobey it.
Yep, and don't harm humans.
Meanwhile, Rebecca is still fighting and Luffy is cheering her on.
From the cells still for some reason.
Because he wa make, wants to make sure that she shows everyone that cabbage is terrible.
I still don't understand why he's still down at the jail. Like he just
There's a
hasn't left.
view and
He
the
was
fight
up
was
by the
going
gate.
on, so why not, right?
He was up by the gate before, wasn't he?
No, I think when it showed him being mad, he was just grabbing onto the jail cell bars.
So, like, they described what Dressrosa is like about there being an extremity between
Winners and
poverty and.
yeah, winners and
Yeah.
losers. And it
Basically.
reminds Luffy a lot about the trash island he lived on.
Yeah. There's.
Which Garp kind of raised him kind of shitty, but.
Eh, he turned out fine.
And as he's leaving, Bartolomeo notices him
Yes,
and freaks
in a
out.
wonderful panel.
Just poses and then starts crying.
God, I hope
See?
he joins the crew.
So it goes back to the fairies that explain how they were once, they had
900
free
years
run of the
ago.
country. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Don Quixote family moved in and took control and, like,
Like,
or
enslaved them.
actually offered them, like, asylum and then enslaved them.
Yeah. So they toiled for the kingdom underneath the ground.
For 100 years.
I'm guessing the underground part is important.
Yeah. So then, after 100 years, a new king came.
King Riku.
Yeah. After the Don Quixote family left for some reason, which.
All right, this is, just to be clear, this is like a really old King Riku, right?
Yeah.
Not the one we saw before.
I think the one we saw is King Riku the Third, I believe. I'm
Okay.
not sure.
And so he basically provided reparations
Yeah.
that he was going to let them do whatever they want, to take whatever they want, and he's just going to spread this story that it's all fairies and everyone should just laugh it off.
Which is kind of
Yeah, that's.
brilliant.
Yeah, kind of amazing.
He's like, I don't know, we'll pretend you're ghosts. Just do whatever you want.
And then he essentially gave them the Shire.
Yeah. That's always the Shire.
Yep.
The flower fields, to be clear.
So, Doflamingo came back at some point and is trying to make things the way they used to be.
Doflamingo came back as an heir to the Don Quixote family and took what he felt was his.
Yeah, and they're refusing to go back to those dark times, so they're fighting against him.
And
He says 500 of their comrades have fallen victim, including his daughter, Mashiri.
Mashiri, yeah.
Which I'm guessing probably not dead, but toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the running joke of Usopp saying, "I was thinking the exact same thing to everything that the guys like."
Yeah.
And then everyone cheering him because he's Usuland.
Meanwhile, Frankie's just crying because he's so moved by their story.
And he calls them bug-like things, and they take offense, but he says he meant it in a good way.
Well, he likes bugs.
Yep. So, Soldier One Leg starts explaining about King Riku being deposed and how everything changed one night.
Yeah, when a single event happened.
And none of the citizens know the actual truth.
He was not able to protect Rebecca's mother, so he dedicated his life to protecting Rebecca. And then the big twist that we've all known the entire time.
That I think we guessed very quickly when we found out the toys were actually people.
That Soldier One Leg is Rebecca's father.
So did Doflamingo manage to kill anyone in this family besides Rebecca's mother? Like, the king's still alive, the prince is still alive, his daughter's still
alive.
He
turned into a toy.
Okay, sure.
I guess that's
he must have captured him.
And also had his memory wiped from everyone, you know?
Yeah.
But because the whole toy memory thing, what I'm going with is that he was the gladiator for some reason, and it's not actually a gladiator statue, it's a statue of the ruler at the time, or something like that.
Well, I could see him still being thrown into the pits to fight under a different name or something.
That's possible, too.
I do think he is the gladiator, though. I mean, that's the only reason to ever, you know, it was brought up for a reason.
The gladiator seems way older than that, though.
Are you saying that men who have children can't have beards?
I mean, way older, like it took place a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess.
And not fairly recently. I don't know, it's hard to say. But basically, at one point, Rebecca got captured. And that's why she's been fighting as a slave this entire time.
Yeah, looking back at the statue, I could see that being a younger person.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that Kyros statue, I mean, he just looks like a muscular man.
See, the way they talked about it made it seem like it was more legend.
No, it says, even though he fought at the Colosseum only 20 years ago, no one in Dressrosa knows if he actually existed.
Oh, that's totally Soldier One Leg.
Yeah.
it's totally him.
Yeah.
And in fact, the epitaph or whatever it is that's on there says King of Gladiators.
Yeah, so you had the king and then the prince served to run the gladiators or something.
Yeah, so King Riku never gave up his crown to his son.
Or, you know, he was still the sitting king at the time that Doflamingo came in.
How long has Doflamingo been king?
Seems like maybe 20 years, since that's when everyone was.
Was it 20 years?
I had pulled up the timeline trying to figure out how long ago it was, so let's see if this is in here under 20 years ago. Nothing about it right then, so probably just hasn't been added there yet.
We might not know, but I mean, it's...
So Rebecca was like 5?
Yeah. So she's...
So how old would she be now? She's pretty young. She's a teenager now, right?
Is she?
I don't think she's 25 or 28, because...
I don't know why I just Googled Rebecca and thought that would give me what I wanted.
Totally makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, there's no age, but...
I feel like it's only been, like, 10 years.
Okay,
it's 10 years ago. Here we go. Doflamingo, 10 years ago, Doflamingo joins the Shishibukai and begins to develop his reputation in the New World. He also becomes King of Dressrosa. So, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, Rebecca met the soldier, and, okay.
So apparently becoming a Shishibukai is, like, the easiest thing to, or easiest path to just becoming a king.
And yes, the king right now is King Riku III. So,
okay.
I was right.
Anyway, I couldn't find anything more specific than 2 years ago, but yes, the entire series started 2 years ago.
Who did he lost to Bartolomeo, right? Riku?
Yeah, I think Bartolomeo took out pretty much everyone from that group.
Yeah.
Still though.
Yeah.
Like
good chapter.
Interesting chapter. Not a lot of action, but
it was very info dumpy, but it was interesting info dump, even if it was all stuff that we kind of already thought.
So next week it's totally gonna be Cavendish versus Rebecca.
Or it just goes back to Law and Doflamingo again.
Nah, Cavendish versus Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm with Mike again.
They spent too much of this chapter talking about her to not have the next chapter be about her.
I think she's going to lose.
Nah.
Well, like maybe. They set up Cavendish as ridiculously strong.
I could see winning and giving her the fruit or something.
Well, yeah, she's going to get the fruit eventually, but I think they're going to dump her into the loser's bracket.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be she's going to lose, so she's going to get dropped into there with her grandfather. Yeah. And, like, might have to face becoming a toy herself or something like that.
And then that'll leave Luffy to take revenge for her in the finals against Cavendish.
Because Cavendish, there's no way he's not going to the finals.
Because if Rebecca wins, then we have Luffy, Rebecca, who's an ally, Bartolomeo, who's an ally, and then Blackbeard's dude, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burgess.
And this has to end with Luffy and Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, do we know which side of the bracket they're on?
It doesn't. I think
that's
last
right.
One
it's
a free for all.
I thought it was a tournament thing.
Is it?
Yeah. No. I thought it was a bracket. But it might be Luffy versus. Yeah.
So we'll have Luffy versus Cavendish, Bartolomeo versus
Jesus, which he'll lose.
Then Luffy versus Jesus eventually.
Yeah.
If it even finishes the tournament, I don't know. At this rate, this is all just could go sideways and.
Yeah, that's one of the problems I'm having with this arc. It's very close to reaching a boiling point, but it just sort of like sitting there until as we get more info.
I could see like the battle between Luffy and Jesus is about to start, and then war were declared.
Yeah, or the arena breaks open and
yeah,
toys come out. Yeah, it was a good One Piece. I expected momentum just completely stop because that's usually what happens with One Piece.
So I was just Googling to see if there was a bracket or something like that, but...
Did you Google Rebecca?
No, I did not Google Rebecca, but it's looking like this thing might be set up so that the winner of each one of the blocks has to face one of the Don Quixote family people.
Oh yeah, that's right. There's a Diamante.
Yeah, that's well, right. Diamante is the final one, but there's also the other subordinate people, so it looks like it would be an eight-person tournament with each one of the winners of the blocks versus one of the Don Quixote family people who then go up to get one winner versus Diamante.
I totally forgot about this aspect of it.
Yeah, so did I. Huh.
So, yeah, we'll probably get to Diamante versus somebody.
Yeah, that could be neat.
I could see Burgess just saying, like, F it and leaving. I like this diagram because it just has Rebecca and Cavendish and doesn't even entertain the idea of anyone else winning.
Yeah. It says both characters are important to plot. It is a mystery.
Yeah, it is a mystery emoticon beneath that.
I just love that it's not like, Lion might win. Who knows?
Wasn't Rebecca fighting a guy, or did she already get rid of him?
She was fighting the
giant.
She has
not
yet. Like,
yeah, there was that one person who was coming up.
She's knocking everyone into the water. That's how she's doing it.
Yeah,
I bet Cavendish is going to win.
And that explains why Soldier One Leg was so capable of teaching her to fight. Because he was the grand champion.
Tyros, yeah. Yep, so we've solved every mystery.
Done and done.
It's all because of our mystery manga that we've read in Shonen Sunday.
And Shonen Magazine.
Yep, and Shonen Gongon.
What was Square Enix's Shonen?
That's Shonen Gongon.
Okay. Then I'm out of Shonen ones.
Yeah.
Shonen Young Jump?
Yeah, no, it's just Young Jump.
Okay, ironic. And yeah, this is I went and double checked, and yes, it's that the block winners each have to fight a Don Quixote family representative, and then it's a tournament from there.
Okay.
And then
I'd like to see that then.
And then eventually they have to fight against the current Colosseum champion, who is Diamante.
Yeah.
Maybe it's entirely possible that some of the people who are in there aren't going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Burgess not getting to a final fight with Luffy. More of just like a cameo for him than actually settling anything with the Blackbeard crew.
Yeah, because, I mean, Oda's been teasing the Blackbeard fight for literally most of the manga.
I think bringing Blackbeard into this arc in any capacity might be a little much. Like, it's enough for Burgess to just be there and kind of be spouting some shit, but when things go down, I think it's enough to just focus on.
There's also so much stuff that hasn't been, you know, touched on. Remember CP0?
Yeah. They're there.
Like, yeah, they're there, and there's been nothing since they showed them.
I bet when things go down, things are going to go down real hard. Like, stuff's going to start going crazy real fast.
Luffy will have to go on Snake Way and gather in time.
These bi-weekly breaks will get there probably about this time next year.
Yeah, well, the anime's catching up. It's only, went and checked, it's like 33 weeks behind right now, something like that.
It's going to get in full-on crazy filler territory then.
I need to check where the Naruto anime is.
Oh, because Big Nose Kuudo?
Yeah, it's coming up real soon.
We need to have a special episode for that.
We'll just do an episode while we talk for it.
Yeah, I was just going to say we could live blog it or something like that and like just be talking about our reactions.
God damn it, they have the Shippuden episode split out.
Oh, as different numbers, yeah. You mean?
Like, I got to the end and it's like, oh, that doesn't sound right. That's 2007.
So yeah, what's it called? I was this was actually not just for this. I was looking up something else for One Piece, and I was looking at the wiki, and like apparently there's official names for like not just arcs, but then sagas, which are groups of arcs, and then like even a thing that's like a group of sagas for One Piece or something like that. And I'm not sure whether these are official names or not, but it kind of looks like they are.
Man, it looks the last episode, which aired yesterday, was called Kabuto Yakushi. That was the name of the chapter where Big Nose Kabuto happened, right?
Yeah, I think it was at least the start of that.
Yeah, because it was after that that Itachi started using Izanagi and Izanami, right?
You're asking me to remember things around Big Nose Kabuto as if that were possible.
It's like the sun in pictures just silhouetting everything else into no detail. It's just the bright, shining star. Okay, I'm going to download
it. It is the only thing that has happened in that series that's mattered for like the past couple years, right?
Yeah.
Somebody should edit the Obito Naruto conversation to be about Kabuto.
It's the cornerstone of the Naruto story. Okay, I'll report back next week, or I'm sure I will tell you guys in the meantime, excitedly, if that's the episode.
No doubt.
All right. Let's wrap this up. This is your Friday, November 1st. Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week.
See ya. There it is. Ah, that's not that big. Damn it. Boo.